Well, hello there, beloveds. Tad bit of a little difference in the intro right now, which means we are doing a really Riley rewind today. I like to do these periodically because I realize that most of you guys listening may not have heard the very early episodes of Really Riley that has been around for 7 years now, which is nuts. Or 6 years, I don't know, long ass time. And being that my last baby boy, Malin, and I went to Mommy and Me pre-K this week, and I'm kind of losing it over the fact that my last baby is actually in pre-K, my God. But it got me thinking about the journey with my first son in pre-K, and it was oh so very different because the pre-K that I went to with Malin, our youngest this week, was, you know, I got to be there with him and stay there with him. And, you know, then he's going to little graduate on to like a class where I have to let him go forth and conquer without me, which, oh God, I'm going to have a meltdown faux show. But I hadn't forgotten, but I'd forgotten about the podcast that I did the week that Lyric went to pre-K. And I called it Turkey Sandwich No Crust. And you'll hear in the episode, which I'm about to play for you, why I called it that. But this mom journey is so crazy. It's so nuts. It's like the journey that I had the first 3 years in with Lyric versus the first 3 years in with Malin was so incredibly different. I was a single mom. I was in a very different spot in life. I was maybe more scared or just as scared, but in different ways with Lyric. I think now I have a little bit more confidence as a mom, but I also have a husband and a partner and a little bit more faith in my abilities that everything is going to be okay. But when I listen back to this episode, I'm like, damn, mama, you're doing it. You did it. You know, and as much as I hear this episode and think back to all the times where I was just freaking out, like, I wouldn't take those times back for anything because Lyric and I have a bond that is unshakable because of those times. It was me and him against the world for a while up until he was three and I met my husband, Marshall, but it's still like me and him against the world in some ways. And it's so just nostalgic for me to hear this. And I love that I have it here on this podcast because it's like a piece of my memories frozen in time. And I always say this to you guys that I never feel like anything is actually real until I talk about it on the air behind a mic with you guys. And it's really neat that I'm always going to have those memories. And so will my boys, you know, when he's about to have a child ready to go to pre-K. Oh, God, I can't. I can't even think that far. Oof. Let's get through him going through elementary school first. But that he can listen to it and feel and understand what that was and, you know, hopefully draw some inspiration from it. But that's my whole goal here with this podcast, is inspiration and connection. And hopefully if you're listening to this and you're a single mom and you are just freaking the fuck out and you're scared and you don't know how to do this damn thing, just know that no matter what, it is going to be okay. I don't promise that it's always going to be perfect. I don't promise that it's always going to be fun. That's some bullshit. It's not. Sometimes it sucks. And that goes for all parenting sometimes. But there's the other times where it's so freaking cool. And when I hear this podcast and my little man was just barely speaking, you know, just like hadn't even gone pee pee on the potty yet, and now he's twerking in the hallway, like, what the ay Dios mio, I can't with that. I'm like, we gotta stop that twerking business, kiddo. But I wanted to give you guys a little window into my past. If you're new around these parts, thank you. But if you're not, maybe this will like jug your memory of what you first started listening to your good old girl Riley and what I sounded like and where I have come from where I was. So here it is, turkey sandwich, no crust. Enjoy.
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley? Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
So welcome to episode 10 of Really Riley. This is my little podcast, the space where I like to give you a little glimpse behind the mic of Not Your Average Radio Mom, which is what I like to consider myself because, you know, not that any mom is average, but I'm kind of out there in a lot of the things that I do and think and say. So this is my little place to express them. And in the vein of talking about mom life today, I decided to do something a little bit different with this particular podcast because usually I am interviewing somebody else or chatting with one of my friends. And today I kind of wanted to do this one solo because this week I had a pretty monumental thing happen as a mom. My little baby, who is officially not so much a baby anymore, went to preschool for the first time. And as I'm sure millions of moms before me have gone through, I am a wreck. More so of a wreck than he ever was, you know, because I thought, I have time before he goes to preschool. But before I get to the blubbering, I just want to give you a little glimpse of what I want to talk about in this podcast today. You know, I want to talk about the moment that I knew that my baby was grown, like going off to college. No, seriously. But the moment that hit me that my baby wasn't a baby anymore. I want to talk about some family traditions that I've started continuing that I didn't even realize that I was continuing at the time. Ones that my mom did for me that I am so glad that I get to continue now. And I want to give you the moment of sheer relief that I had that my mom, that my little son, my little offspring was not this kid in school. You guys, welcome to episode 10, Really Riley. This one is affectionately called Turkey Sandwich with No Crust. All right, so I was out of work these last 2 days, which is something I never do, but I considered being out of work sort of like a privilege to be able to take my son to school for the first 2 days. I mean, A, because I really wanted to be there with my little boo. You know, to make him, let him know that, you know, mom's not just dropping you off at some odd place for the first time in your life and I'm never going to come back. No, but like, this is another thing, as I say, not your average mom, because I don't really ever get mornings with him unless it's the weekend. I leave the house at like 5 a.m. and he's asleep for a good couple hours and then I don't really see him until afternoon, until after his nap. So it was actually pretty cool and like a joy to be able to wake up with him and give him food and get him dressed and pick out his little outfit for school, which I'm going to get to that in a minute with traditions. But that was another tradition that I didn't even realize that I was continuing. But I sort of feel like I'm getting ahead of myself right now. I want to go back to the night before I took Lyric to preschool for the first time. And I was getting ready. I had just put him down for a nap or for bed. And I don't know why, but I was like hugging him so tight before I put him down. I was like, oh my gosh, like life is going to change tomorrow. You're going to preschool. And he has no idea. He's like, Mom, can you get off me so I can go tonight? But I was listening to Sade, her song By Your Side, which I know it's a song about lovers, really, but I don't have one of those. And it's a song about always being by your side. And, you know, you think I'll let you down, baby. I wouldn't do that. And as his mom, of course, I am one of the only women in his life that will never, ever, ever, ever let him down. Well, of course, that song set me off in all of the feels. And then Mama started crying over a damn turkey sandwich with the crust cut off. So I'm putting together his little lunch and I wanted to make it perfect for him because I probably wouldn't be sitting there eating it with him. And I wanted to make sure he liked it. So it was a little turkey sandwich with some cheese that he loves, a little tiny bit of mayo. And I cut the crusts off and, you know, gave him his little carrots with his ranch because he likes to dip. And then, you know, some yogurt, basic stuff for a lunch, right? But of course, for Mama over here, it was like so monumental what I did next. So I went and got out my printer paper and my little Sharpie and just wrote on a note, a lyric, Mommy loves you, you're my rock star, XOXO. Here we go with the damn waterworks again. I knew I wasn't going to get out of this podcast without doing it. But the reason that was so special to me is because my mom always wrote little notes on whatever food she gave us. I'm talking up until I was damn near 23 years old in college and would come home at whatever o'clock in the morning, and my mom's leftovers were my munchie food after I left the bar. And it never failed that every single time she put any kind of food in that refrigerator, there was always a little sticky note, a little yellow sticky note in her horrible chicken scratch writing, love you mom, that just always said love ya or XOXO mom with a smiley face. And to this day, she still does that. Any care package that she sends, it's always that little note from mom. And I will forever hold that with me. And I like never realized that was a tradition that she did that I was starting now. Like, it just makes my heart feel so warm to know that someday Lyric will have that memory. I'm going to keep those, all of the cards, all of the notes too, someday when he's 18 years old and embarrass the crap out of him at graduation and be like, look what I gave you. Like, that's one of the traditions that I really, really, really want to continue. I touched on this a minute earlier, though, was like the first day of school outfit. I get it. He's 2 and a half. He doesn't care. But this was another really huge thing in my household growing up. The first day of school was a big damn deal. And going school shopping for said clothes was always two things. It was always a hunt for the best deals that you could get. And then it was always like a fashion show. Because my mom, God bless her, she did not have a lot of money growing up. We talked about this in one of the first Really Riley podcasts, that she was basically poor. Never let us know it, though. So by the time I went to grade school, she'd married and she'd established herself a little bit more. So we had, you know, we were comfortable. Not rich by any means, but she always kept to the you're going to shop cheap. But I always remember it being such a fun memory. And when he's old enough, we're going to be shopping for them Jordans. Trust and believe. I know they're expensive, but, you know, only the best for my baby. But I was picking out his little outfit and I wanted it to be super cute. And he wore like his little jeans and his little blue Jordans that were affectionately given to him by one of my best friends, Dirty Elbows. I think you probably heard him every Friday in the mix on the Kane Show. But I like put him in this little hooded blue like collared shirt that had like cute patches on it, because my kid had to have the swag. He had to look good for school. Like, he didn't want, you know, it didn't have to be too much, not too flashy, just to walk up in there with confidence. I know. He's 2 and a half years old and I'm neurotic. But again, this was just a memory for me that I want to continue. And I always want Lyric to be able to go back on the years and know mama had me styling, which he'll probably make fun of me for the clothes I put him in, you know, whatever years, in 18 years or so. But still, it was a tradition that I want to continue. And it's crazy as a parent, when you finally have your go around at raising a child, the stuff that your parents did that sticks with you and you don't even realize that you bestow it onto your kids. But, you know, these are all good memories. So it's all good. So as I packed up the lunch, got that together, got myself together, stopped blubbering, went to sleep, woke up the next morning, and I was just praying that this was going to be a good day, because it was going to break my heart if we went into school and he had a fit. Because Lyric's not usually a kid to have fits, you know, but it was really going to suck if this was the time that he did it. But we got him dressed and ready. He was a little grumpy because it was earlier than he normally gets up. And we walk into the school and I'm nervous, and I'm not a person that really gets shook easily. I mean, especially even with my kid, because I always say, again, not your average mom. I was never the mom that just like coos over every tiny little thing. I you know, I had to be super strong, the disciplinarian and mommy at the same time, you know, because it's just me doing this. Well, I walk in there and I'm just like trying my hardest not to let him see my anxiety, not to let the teacher see my anxiety. But he was fine. He literally walks in there, starts picking up some trains, some trucks. He's like, I got this. Funny that that's my motto. We got this. And this kid's looking at me like, mom, yeah, it's good. I was expecting to like sit there with him all day. But the teachers are looking at me like, it's okay, mom. It's okay. They were like straight up holding my hand through this situation. And I felt like a jackass. But again, I'm sure millions of moms before me have been this crazy wreck their first time dropping their kid off at preschool. And even more than that, like, he's never been in a setting where he wasn't with a nanny, a grandparent, a friend in his house or at someone's house. Like, this was the first time. So I know, again, it's not that big a deal to a lot of people, but to me it is. Well, I kind of like moseyed out of the room to go sit in the office and just to give him a minute And that minute turned into like 30 minutes and then an hour. And I kept peeking in there and he was fine. And I'm like, oh, you don't need me. Again, I've been told that this is just a thing. And I figure, you know what? I got to trust these people because they've probably done this situation way more many times than I have. In fact, I'm sure of it. So I was like, let me just get it together and go get a coffee and then I'll come back. So, of course, I go get said coffee and I come back, appear in the room again, and he's fine. I'm like, Riley, okay, you need to get it together and just go do something with your day. So I did. I went to go see a movie. And then when I came back, he was sleeping on the cot like nothing. And the teachers were just like, yeah, he was so good. He didn't really know how to play with other people very well, but he'll get the hang of it. It's okay. And I'm like, sigh of relief. So then we leave there and we went on to do another tradition that I literally just like autopilot did and didn't even realize I was doing it. We went to go get Froyo. Now, backstory, when I was growing up, again, we didn't have a huge amount of money. We were comfortable, but like getting good grades, like getting the honor roll was not rewarded by like an iWatch type present or like next level goodies that you go and you get like a Louis Vuitton bag or something. Even though I went to a school with a bunch of rich kids, wasn't like that. You know, if we got rewarded for grades, we went and got Froyo. And I never saw anything wrong with that growing up. It was like a moment with my mom to talk about our day, to munch on some sweets. And, you know, maybe we got like the medium sized Froyo instead of the little Froyo. But it was about the grades. It was about the accomplishment. And it was about bonding, I felt like. I don't know if my mom thought that far into it when she was doing it, but I'm sure gonna. And it was really cool to be sitting there with my kiddo, just him chomping down on some, I think he got like strawberry Froyo or something. Like, it was a moment that I almost teared up again in the Tutti Frutti store, which I was like, no, Riley, you really got to get it together. But I can't believe how many traditions are coming about like this that I just never thought I would do. But I'm glad, really glad that I'm doing them because I want to teach my kid. It's about the simple things in life because at the end of the day, you don't have anything else. It's like Notre Dame, Riley, over here. So on to the second day. So we go in, and by the second day, I was like, okay, I kind of got this. We can do this. He's going to be fine just like the first day. And this was the day that was harder than the first, if that's possible, after all the drama that I led you through telling you about the first day. It was like we're sitting there, and I'm just like, okay, well, I'm going to sit for just a little while, and then I'm going to skip out. But he kept on telling me, no, mommy, sit down. Mommy, sit down. I'm like, oh God, don't do this. Please don't do this. Because I was like, I'll sit here all day with you. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to leave. And I never thought I was that mom. I'm not that clingy mom. I'm just not. But thankfully enough, the teachers that are so amazing to him and very skilled in this, as I see, they distracted him with their little like kid-friendly computer. And he knows at home he can't touch mama's computer. So he was all about it. And I was like, okay, this is my exit. And I went to go leave. And I peered in one more time. He was not paying attention at all to me leaving. And I cried a little bit because it was at that moment that I walked away and I realized, wow, my son is no longer a baby. Yes, granted, he's 2.5. He still needs me and, of course, is going to be stuck to my leg for the next 50 years. I get that part, but I finally realized that he is just now a person, a little toddler, a little being that is on his way to learning everything, worlds of things. And here we go with the tears again. God willing, I can guide him on that way. But I, for some reason, felt so strongly in that moment walking away on the second day that this isn't a novelty anymore. Like, this is a thing. This is what's pushing us forward. This is going to be the new normal. He's going to be soaking knowledge up like a sponge, and I won't be the only one teaching him that knowledge. And that just hit me like a damn ton of bricks with two different emotions, with pride and bittersweetness, I guess you could say, because every mom wants their kid to grow and flourish. I mean, that's the goal, right? But then it was so bittersweet, especially because it's just me and my little man. Like, I haven't had a boyfriend in, you know, a serious boyfriend, and I mean, in years. And I'm okay with that because I have my kid and I'm like concentrating on him and making things happen for him and I. And he's like my little sidekick. And it's not that he's not. I know I'm being a little overdramatic right now, but yeah, that moment was the moment that I was like, man, he's a little boy. He's not a baby. Whew, soak that one in for a second. But so school was great. I went and I picked him up afterwards. And the teacher told me something that made my ears sing. So when I pick him up, they give him the progress report. They said he ate all of his lunch. He napped really well. But they said that particular day, he followed directions really well. And he was playing with the kids really well. In fact, they sent me a picture today of him playing with another little kid. And I'm like, yes! Like, that was the moment that I was like, woo! He is not the mean kid in school. I was dreading him being that because I will admit, in school, I was a tad bit of a mean girl. When I was real young, I was a biter. I would steal people's toys and, you know, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And Lyric, he's not a mean kid, really, but he's a spicy one. You don't mess with my son. I'm like, mother, like son, like mother, whatever. But I was really glad to see that he was playing really well with other kids, especially because up to this point, aside from a few little gymboree classes, he'd never really been around other kids without his mom or his nanny there. So I was overjoyed to find out my kid is not going to be the mean kid in school. That's a wonderful trait that I have not bestowed, that it didn't come from me. But I'm glad he's got that nice streak in him because he's too cute to be mean. But we left there after school and we went to the playground. And this is a new tradition, but I think I'm going to start with just me and him, that after every first day of school, we're going to go, after ice cream, of course, to the playground until he's old enough to hate it. But yesterday, especially after all of the drama and turmoil that I put myself through leading up to this day, it's like my kid somehow is just like so in tune into my brain. I don't know, in lyric speak, in a weird way, he was trying to tell me my own motto that we got this. And I bear with me, I know this sounds really weird. So people always ask me, as a single mom that gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning, that works full time, that has to go to appearances and, you know, likes to work out all the time and take care of myself, they always say, like, how do you do it? How do you manage? And my response is always the same. It's, you just do. Just do it. And they say, you know, well, how do you just do it? I'm like, well, I was born a fighter and I'll always be a fighter. So insert the moment where we're on the playground and a little bee caused my son to make me blubber yet again. I mean, if this clip doesn't make your heart sing, I don't know what will.
Yeah, the bee will sting you.
No bee.
Oh, you're a fighter? You're not going to let the bee get you?
A fighter.
I mean, so call me neurotic, but to me, that was my kid saying, Mom, don't worry. You're a fighter. I'm a fighter too, and we got this. I might be just crazy and neurotic and searching for answers in life when it comes to my kid, but I'm going to go with that. So all in all, the last couple of days were really good. We made it through the first 3 days so far of school, and I'm excited. I'm excited for all the stuff he's going to learn. His teachers are amazing. They're very, very thorough and, you know, helping out mommies that are crazy like me and getting through it. And I'm just really stoked for my kid. Now that we've gotten through all the tears, I'm stoked for it. But this brings us to the end of this episode of Really Riley. If you want to hit me up on social, you can at Riley Couture, RileyCouture. That's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Snapchat is at Radio Recon. And you guys, I want to know what you guys want to hear from me, whether it's more mom stuff, more stuff on dating, more stuff on fashion, workouts, whatever. I want to hear what you guys want to hear in comments and stuff like that too are always welcome. You can check out all the other episodes previous to this one on the iHeartRadio app. Just search Really Riley. If you want to subscribe, I would mind that. All right, that's it. I'll see you guys next time. It's Really Riley.